This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky went to the United States Congress Thursday to face skeptical Republicans threatening to cut off massive aid for his country's fight against Russia and to reassure his American backers that Ukraine can win. To date, more than $100 billion in aid, including $43 billion in weaponry, has been approved by the U.S. Congress. Now, how's it going on the front? The Associated Press accompanied a Ukrainian brigade on their mission to reclaim a village on the way to Bakhmut. We hear what happened from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
On the outskirts of the village of Andriivka, fire is exchanged between Russian troops and the Ukrainian 3rd Assault Brigade. Days later, the brigade pushed through the forest past Russian and Ukrainian soldiers' bodies laying lifeless on the earth as the whistle of shelling echoes overhead. An AP journalist says to one soldier known as Fedya, "You told me you didn't want to come back here." Fedya replies, "Who, me? I love this place." Finally, they make it to the village of Andriivka. Fedya places a flag on a destroyed building and announces to the camera, "Third Assault Brigade have completely taken over the village of Andriivka. Glory to the nation, death to the enemies." I'm Karen Chamas.
More tension between Canada and India.
You are aware of the security threats being faced by our High Commission and consulates in Canada. This has disrupted their normal functioning. Accordingly, our High Commission and consulates are temporarily unable to process visa applications.
The Foreign Ministry spokesman for India saying they've stopped processing visa applications after Canada said it would adjust its staff in India. This is VOA News. An extreme fire danger warning has been issued for the Australian city of Sydney. Emergency crews have also been battling fires across Tasmania and Queensland. In Sydney, Phil Mercer reports a record spell of September heat is baking southern states in temperatures up to 18 degrees Celsius above average.
Scorching conditions have come early to parts of Australia. About a dozen towns in the southeast of the country have already broken long-standing September temperature records. The spring heat has intensified the risk of bushfires. Almost 70 blazes are burning across the state of New South Wales. Several are out of control. Flames threatened homes near the township of Wedderburn, 80 kilometres southwest of downtown Sydney. The outbreak was fueled by a combination of warm temperatures, strong winds, and tinder-dry scrub and forest. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Azerbaijan has given Armenia a draft agreement on peace between the two neighboring countries. Talks have begun. Yemen's Houthi rebels held a major military parade in Sana'a on Thursday, making 9 years since they seized the capital and just days after peace talks in Saudi Arabia. The parade took place days after the Houthi delegation left Riyadh following positive but inconclusive talks. Israeli tanks fired on Syrian targets from the occupied Golan Heights Thursday, according to an AFP photographer and the military. The strikes targeted two temporary structures used by the Syrian army in violation of the 1974 disengagement agreement between the two countries. Rupert Murdoch stepped down as chairman of Fox Corporation and News Corp on Thursday, ending a long reign that saw him develop and lead a global media empire. He will turn it over to his son, Lachlan. He will be chairman of both Fox Corp and News Corp. Rupert Murdoch was the son of a famous war correspondent in Australia, took his father's newspaper business took it over in the early 1950s and built it into the global empire that it has become, with such brands as Sky and News of the World, Fox movie studios, the Fox television network, and Fox television stations in the United States. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott.